Please lie on your back. Notice how you're making contact with the floor. Sense how your arms are resting along your side. Do you rest with your palms resting down on the floor, or your palms slightly turned towards your sides, or do you rest with your palms turned up? Sense how your back is making contact with the floor, how your pelvis is resting. How are your legs lying along the floor? Slowly roll your head to the left and to the right. Observe how you roll your head to each side. Return your head back to center. And observe how you're breathing. Now please roll to one of your sides and bring yourself up to a sitting position. Sit with the soles of your feet together. And if you have socks on, please remove your right foot sock. And now with your right index finger, get a hold of your right big toe. It's as if you make a hook around your big toe. You can lean on your left arm somewhere over to the left of you. And begin by just starting to lift up your right foot and right leg and lower it back down. As you continue to lift up the right leg and the right foot, notice what happens with your back and your spine. Do you keep yourself sitting up fairly straight, or can you begin to allow yourself to soften your back and your pelvis as if to start rolling back a little bit as you lift the right foot? As you continue to do the movement, explore for yourself where is an appropriate place for your left hand to be on the floor, and in what direction do you have your fingertips pointing towards? Are they pointing forward, in front of you, or do you have them turned out to the side? If you have the fingertips pointing forward, it's easier for the left elbow to bend as you start to round your back and lean backwards. Now return to the sitting position and just begin to slide your right foot forward on the floor, as if you were lengthening that out in front of you. You keep the right index finger around the right big toe. So it's just you lengthen and slide the right leg forward, And then you bring it back so that the soles of your feet are together. Allow your head to also come forward, following your right big toe, and see if that makes it a little easier. Let that go and roll onto your back to rest. Return up to sitting. Once again, with your right index finger, make a hook around the right big toe. And staying in this position, begin to bring your face and your nose forward, as if you were going to place your nose on the floor in front of your right foot. You may want to move your left hand now somewhere, maybe even in front of the left leg, to support yourself. Now place your left hand back by your left buttocks again, and return to the first movement of starting to lift the right big toe and the right leg up towards the ceiling. Again, allow your pelvis and your spine to round backwards. Your chest becomes soft as you lengthen your leg up towards the ceiling. Each time, see if you can lift your right leg a little bit higher, and what makes it possible to lift your leg a little bit higher. The more you allow yourself to round your back, as if you were going to lie backwards, the easier it is to lift the right foot. Let it go and rest on your back. Return to sitting. Once again, have your right index finger hooked around your right big toe. Lean on your left hand somewhere behind yourself. Have the fingertips pointing forward. Continue the same movement of lengthening the right leg up towards the ceiling, rounding your back and your spine, bringing weight onto your left palm. Notice how your right elbow and your right knee are very close to one another. As you lengthen the right leg, they almost touch each other. Now, as you continue to do the movement, lengthening the right foot up towards the ceiling, when you lower it back down, begin to lower the foot to the left of the left knee. So you place the right foot to the left of the left knee. That's it. So feel what you need to do with the right side of your pelvis. Feel how your right buttocks comes away from the floor to place the right foot to the left of the left knee in a standing position. And now return to just lengthening your right foot and leg up towards the ceiling. And see if the foot is beginning to lift higher. Maybe you can even lift your foot higher than your head now. And rest on your back. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, bend your knees so your feet come to a standing position. Bring your right knee in towards your chest so that you can hook your right index finger around your right big toe again. Your knee will bend out to the side. And in this position, begin to start lengthening your right leg up towards the ceiling and bending it back down. It's not important to straighten the knee, but keep the movement active in the bending and the lengthening. Now slide your left hand underneath your head. Have your elbow bent up towards the ceiling. And as you continue to lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling, begin to lift your head. Can you imagine how your nose comes closer towards your knee? Each time, fully lay your head back down onto the floor and pause before you do the next movement. Observe how you're breathing. Allow yourself to exhale as you lengthen your right leg and lift your head. Let it go and rest on your back. Roll to your side and come up to sitting. Once again, hook your right index finger around your right big toe. Please lean on your left hand. And begin to lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling, rolling back on your spine and your pelvis. Notice how the right leg is becoming lighter and easier to lift. Now, as you continue the movement, can you begin to imagine how your right elbow and your right knee could change places with each other? Right now, your right knee is to the outside of the right elbow. And can you imagine that somehow the knee could move to the inside and you could bring your right elbow to the outside? Once you've imagined doing this movement, as you lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling, begin to change places with the knee and the elbow. And then the next time that you lengthen your leg, you change places again. So one time the knee moves to the outside of the right elbow, and the next time the right knee moves to the inside of the right elbow. That's it. And rest on your back. Continue to lie on your back, bend your knees, and bring your feet to a standing position. Bring your right knee in towards your chest and hook your right index finger around your right big toe. And begin to lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling and lowering it back down. Notice how your right elbow is to the inside of the right knee. And in this position, imagine that the elbow could move to the outside of your right knee. Once you've imagined the movement, continue to lengthen the right leg up towards the ceiling and begin to introduce bringing your right elbow to the outside of the right knee. The next time that you lengthen the leg, you bring the knee back to the outside. Continue the movement alternating the elbow and the knee. Notice what happens in the right hip joint that makes it possible for you to do this movement. Rest on your back. Come up to sitting again. Please lean on your left hand, have your right index finger around your right big toe, and begin to lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling and remind yourself of the movement of alternating the right knee and the right elbow, how the knee can come to the inside and then be to the outside. Notice when you bring your right knee to the inside, how you can start to place your right foot back down on the floor. So you place it in a standing position. And now bring the right knee to the inside again. Bring the right foot to the standing position, and can you start to pull your right foot along your side as if to bring it back towards your right buttocks? Allow your right knee to tilt down towards the floor as you do so. And reverse the movement. That's it. So you continue to alternate your right knee and your right elbow. As your right knee comes to the outside, the right foot comes towards the sole of the left foot. As you lengthen the leg back up towards the ceiling and bring your right knee to the inside, you slide the right foot now along the floor, resting it back towards your right buttocks. Again, the right knee can tilt down towards the floor and rest on the floor. Feel how you bring all of your weight over to your left hip joint as you bring the right foot back towards the floor. Rest on your back. Continue to lie on your back, bend your knees, bring your feet to a standing position. Bring your right knee in towards your chest so that your right index finger can hook around your right big toe. Begin to lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling and start to alternate the right elbow and the right knee. One time the knee is to the outside of the right elbow and then it comes to the inside. As the right knee comes to the inside, can you start to place the right foot back down on the floor? Now go ahead and place the right foot to the floor, so it means your right arm is to the outside of the right knee, and begin to start tilting both of your knees gently to the left, as if to bring them back down towards the floor. Just start to tilt them to the left and return them to standing. And now bring your right foot up towards the ceiling and alternate it a couple more times. And rest on your back. Roll to your side and come up to sitting. Right index finger around the right big toe. Lean on your left hand next to you. And begin to lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling and lower it back down. And just observe if the movement is easier. Feel how much lighter the right leg is beginning to feel. And now begin to introduce the movement of alternating your right elbow with your right knee. And now as your right knee comes to the inside, start to slide the right foot along your side to rest on the floor next to you. Feel how the right knee and the left knee begin to tilt down to the floor to do this. So as you take the right knee to the inside of your right elbow, it then tilts down towards the floor. And it should completely rest on the floor. And just continue back and forth a few more times. Now, as you start to take the right foot back and let the right knee tilt down to the floor, begin to turn yourself also to the right, as if to look over your right shoulder. And then you reverse the movement, coming back to the starting position. Continue to do that movement a few more times and feel how you have to actually let the right hand follow the right foot and that your face follows your right hand and your right foot, looking around yourself to the right. Your left hand may need to leave the floor since you're turning around yourself to the right. Rest on your back. Come up to sitting again. Hook your right index finger around your right big toe. Lean on your left hand in a comfortable position. And start to just lift up your right leg up towards the ceiling and lower it back down. And just observe the quality of the movement now. Feel how supple your spine and pelvis has become. Now return to the movement of lifting your right foot up away from the floor and placing it to the left of your left knee. And see if you can even place it somewhere up close to the left thigh. And return back to the starting position. And continue to do that movement each time. Feel how your whole self begins to turn and twist to the left. Can you even begin to look over the left shoulder? Notice as you look over the left shoulder what happens in your spine, how you begin to lengthen and extend your spine at that very moment. And rest on your back. Continue to lie on your back, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, bring your right knee in towards your chest, hook the right index finger around the right big toe, and start to lengthen the right leg up towards the ceiling and bend it back down. Now begin to alternate the right knee and the right elbow so your right knee comes to the inside and then returns again to the outside. See if that movement's becoming easier. Now bring your right knee to the inside and place your right foot down onto the floor. Keep a hold of the right big toe and start to tilt both knees down towards the left, bringing the right knee down to the left towards the floor, and then tilt them back up to the starting position. Feel what happens in your pelvis and your spine as you tilt your knees down to the left. Each time, see if you can go a little bit further, and perhaps your knees can actually rest on the floor being tilted over to the left. This next time, keep your knees comfortably tilted over to the left, and start to just pull on your right foot and right big toe, sliding your right foot up towards your right hip joint. So you just slide it a little bit closer to your right hip joint and then slide it back away. Again, keep the knees tilted down towards the left. Slowly let go of that movement. Rest on your back. come up to sitting. Have your right index finger around your right big toe. Lean on your left hand. And lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling, alternating your right knee and your right elbow. And is it becoming easier to start sliding the right foot along the right side of you when your right knee is to the inside? As you continue the movement and you take your right foot to the right, with the right knee sliding down to the floor, begin to turn your chest, head, and eyes to the left, as if to look over your left shoulder. So you lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling, you bring your right knee down towards the floor, pulling the right foot along your side, and turning your whole self to the left to look over your left shoulder. Now the next few times, see if you can continue the movement, but have your head and your eyes look to the right. So your torso continues to turn to the left as you slide the right foot behind yourself, but your head and your eyes turn to follow the right foot. That's nice. Another way of thinking about it is that your eyes are looking over your right shoulder, but your chest still turns to the left. Rest on your back. Continue to lie on your back, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Bring your right knee into your chest and have the right index finger around the right big toe. Begin to alternate the right elbow and the right knee and place the right foot on the floor next to you. Just go back and forth a few times. Always keep your right index finger in contact with the right big toe. Now this next time, as you bring your right knee to the inside and place the right foot on the floor, tilt your legs down to the left, down to the floor. See if perhaps they can now rest comfortably along the floor. Keeping them there, bring your left arm up alongside towards your head, as if you were going to reach for something above your head on the floor. Now begin to do a movement of the right knee lengthening away from yourself, as if you would just bring the right knee a little bit closer to the floor. And as you let that movement go, you begin to lengthen your left arm along the floor. So it's as if you're doing a seesaw type movement diagonally through yourself. So you're once lengthening the left arm and feeling how your back and spine extends. And the moment you let go of that movement, you start allowing the right knee to move away from yourself. You'll feel the lengthening in the right hip joint pull down and away from you. Your belly pulls forward. And continue to go back and forth, looking for this connection between your left arm and your right hip joint. Let that go and rest on your back. One last time, come up to sitting. Right index finger is hooked around the right big toe. Lean comfortably on your left arm. And start to lengthen the right leg up towards the ceiling, alternating your right knee and your right elbow. Each time that you bring your right knee to the inside, swing the right foot along the outside and turn yourself to the right. As you bring the leg back so that the knee is to the outside, place the left foot to the left side of the left thigh and turn yourself to the left. So as the right knee is to the outside of your right elbow, you bring the right foot to the left of the left thigh, as we did earlier, and turn around yourself to the left. So now you're combining the last two movements. That's it. And feel each time that you go through the whole sequence, as you bring your left foot to your right foot to the left side of the left thigh, how you turn to the left and your spine extends and lengthens. And then as you swing back over to the right and you turn to the right, how your spine extends and lengthens. Now just come back to the sitting position, and a few times just lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling and bend it back down. Just feel how easy it is now to lengthen your right leg, how light the right leg has become. And let it go and rest on your back. Observe now how you're resting on the floor. Notice that we spent the entire time in this lesson with the right side. So in particular, observe how the right side of you is resting on the floor. How is your right shoulder blade now resting? How is your right arm resting along your side? How do you sense the right side of your back down to your pelvis? How is the right hip joint and the right leg resting? Observe how different your right side feels compared to your left side. Perhaps it even feels longer. Slowly roll your head to each side and observe the movement of rolling your head. Return your head back to center and observe how you're breathing. Since we have done this entire lesson just on one side, I would suggest that you repeat the lesson within the next day.